thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Can you tell me what brought Eastern Kentucky University to the decision to cancel in-person classes for the rest of the semester?
I think that the degree of uncertainty and kind of the evolving landscape that we continue to see on both the federal and state level definitely influenced the decision. I think having certainty for our students, having certainty for our faculty about the direction we were moving in, you know, helped them to start to plan for how we would finish the semester and do it in the most responsible way.
And how are teachers responding? How are they getting together their plans? Is it an easy process for them?
Well, I think that, you know, obviously the provost, Jerry Bogosnik, Dr. Bogosnik, is working very closely with the dean and the deans with the department chairs and the faculty. I will tell you there's a spirit of Eastern that is really showing itself and our faculty and our staff, and everyone's really throwing in and doing the work that needs to be done to ensure that the students are going to have the best possible experience they can, considering the circumstances we find ourselves in.
So the announcement from EKU came just a few hours after UK made a similar announcement. Are you working with other universities in making these decisions, or just kind of watching what the trend is as this is all happening?
As a state agency, as a public university in Kentucky, we do work very closely with the other public institutions across the state. We work very closely with the Council on Post-Secondary Education, and of course, we're working with the governor's office and other policymakers. So we are having dialogues frequently. We are sharing best practices, and we're trying to work together as best we can to serve the whole Commonwealth.
What are some of the other precautions the school is taking, aside from just canceling in-person classes?
Well, obviously, social distancing, as the governor has highlighted, is vitally important. We are making use of distance education tools, distance meeting tools, teleworking for our employees, for those that can do that. We have been doing a very deep clean of campus and making sure that you know, surfaces are cleaned and that we're following protocols that are at a heightened level to try to mitigate the spreading of this virus. So we're really trying to hit on all fronts to provide our employees the tools that they need to be successful, to do the things on campus to make sure that the environment is healthy and clean. And we're also doing what we can to engage with our employees for their emotional and mental well-being and try to provide those support services, not just for employees, but also for our students.
Speaking of students and employees, are there any work-study students who are negatively affected by this? Obviously, staying safe and healthy is the number one priority, but is there any concern in that area?
Well, at this point in time, as we have moved to this new operating protocol, we are working with both our federal work-study students and our institutional-funded work-study students to provide the safest environment possible for those students who feel uncomfortable working in the environment that they were working in up to us closing for public access and making a decision to close our dorms and move through that process. We're trying to put all the protocols in place possible to ensure that employees, student or otherwise, feel safe. But we're also trying to be very connected to them and trying to help them through this transition period. Obviously, if the work they were doing was on campus and they're going to be leaving campus, that is going to create some challenges for us to work through in the days and weeks ahead.
If you're just joining us, I'm here with David McFadden, interim president at Eastern Kentucky University. Do you have any estimates about how many employees will remain on campus and how many have actually been able to, not quite self-quarantine, but, you know, telework?
You know, as we've looked at it, we don't have a hard count, but I will tell you that supervisors and leadership within the administration has been very intentional about trying to create every opportunity possible for our employees to work in a telework environment. We are deploying technology assets to help them do that. It's hard for me to put a percentage on it, but I will tell you that if you come on campus, you will see a very, very noticeable absence of people at this point in time.
Now, some students, as you well know, face challenges with housing outside of campus and dorms. Do you have any estimates at this time about how many students will request a special waiver to stay in the dorms?
We did have requests for waivers under our previous assignment of going to kind of a hold position prior to our decision today to close the dorms. Those requests were somewhere a little over 200 requests at that point. Some of that had to do with student workers working on campus, some of those types of things. I will assure you, though, that our protocol will provide a waiver process for students who don't have someplace else to go, who have a hardship in some other way. And so we do expect that there will be a handful of students still on campus, even beyond our dorm close, which is at the on April 3rd.
I know some seniors and their friends and families are wondering about commencement. What is the status of the spring commencement at this point?
At this point, we've made the decision to postpone the spring commencement ceremony for the spring 2020 graduates. We are working on a plan to reschedule an event and an opportunity for those graduates to celebrate the success of their degree, and we will be communicating that with the campus community and for our graduating students very, very soon. I think that the most important thing is these are fairly unprecedented times. There's not exactly a script or a playbook for how we deal with these things. We're taking input from our campus community, from stakeholders across the state. We're listening to all of those positions, and we're trying to make the best decisions we can for the health and well-being of the employees and for the long-term health and viability of the institution. We are committed to making sure that we see this through and that Eastern continues to serve many generations of students yet to come.
We don't want to get ahead of ourselves at all, as this is, we've seen, a very fluid situation with the coronavirus. But is there any planning being done yet about summer courses or events?
Not at this point in time. Institutionally, we've moved to a very robust summer online platform. If you look at our summer course offerings, the vast majority of those are online courses that are offered, and those should not be impacted in any way.
David McFadden, thank you so much for giving us the time.
You're very welcome.